Hi, everybody. This is Shantae, and we are live for our class about cold and flu home remedies. I'm really excited to share some information about just how we can use natural remedies, natural home remedies for prevention and even for treatment. So, I'm going to be going over some very basic herbs and or food that we can use throughout this season of cold and flu. I'm also going to be talking about and inviting you to be a part of our amazing Intuitive Herbal Mentor program. And then, I'll take any questions if there are at the end. So let's just start with some basic information, like the difference between a cold and a flu. So a cold is generally short-lived viral infections. Usually we're experiencing a little stuffiness in our nose, a little mild coughing, might have a headache, and we're tired. And usually those colds last between 2 to 3 days. And those symptoms can vary a little bit from extremely mild to a little bit medium. But usually colds are not intense, but they definitely are uncomfortable. So then we have a flu. A flu usually lasts up to 7 days or more. The coughing is harsh, the fever is very high, there are extreme body aches and pains, extremely tired and very much fatigue. And flus are generally always diagnosed by a doctor. So, if you feel like you have a flu, I would recommend that you go to the doctor and get that diagnosis and follow whatever that doctor is recommending, if that is where you feel, safest. So, these particular home remedies I'm using are really geared toward prevention and a little bit of treatment, because as I go through each one, you're going to be able to see how you can use them and in other ways, not just prevention. So it's important to me because I am considered a folk herbalist, a wise woman herbalist. So the wise woman tradition is basically folk healing. And it's called wise woman because it was normally the women who were caring for the family and for the children back in the day. And this information, these home remedies, were passed on from mother to child, from grandmother to mother, from aunties to mothers. It was discussed amongst women. And so it was coined the Wise Woman Way by Susan Weed, and because it was usually mostly connected to women. That does not mean that men cannot practice the Wise Woman Way. The Wise Woman Way is certainly a philosophy of folk healing and focusing on nutritive means of supporting our health and well-being, and also looking at prevention. So when we look at nutritive ways, we want to view medicine as food and drink. And so when we think about herbs, we're not thinking about herbs as pills. We're thinking about herbs as food and drink. And that is how I am going to be talking about and expressing the different remedies that I'm going to be talking about today. So we're going to be talking about onion, things we can get in the grocery store, right? So we can get onions easily, we can get ginger, we can get lemon, we can get garlic, and we can get some type of local raw honey. If not from your regular grocery store, at your health food store, at your farmer's market, at your gourmet stores, you will normally find, even at your fruit stands, you will be able to find your raw local honey. And so those are the things that we are going to be focusing on today. So one of the main things is about gut health. When we talk about cold and flu, we want to talk about the importance of keeping our gut healthy. And so fermented foods really assist with that. Fermented foods like miso, so you can make miso soup, kombucha, homemade sauerkraut, and pickled vegetables. I love going to the local farm here. They grow their own pickles, and they grow their own cucumbers, and they pickle them, and it is absolutely delicious. That is a wonderful fermented food. Fermented foods help to keep the gut flora in our belly healthy. And so when we have a healthy gut, that is our first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. And we can definitely prevent a lot of viral and bacterial infections when we have a healthy gut. So one of the things that will help also with a healthy gut is our bone broth. So chicken stock, beef bone stock, fish stock, all these old-time remedies can assist with keeping our immune system strong. Also, not so much sugar. So I know we kind of like move into October, Halloween time, it's already getting cool, but if we can just lessen a little bit on the sugar, that will also help our gut health. Now I'm going to be talking about numerous types of syrups that we can use, and we can make some of these items like garlic and honey and ginger. And so when I'm talking about these particular sweeteners, it's a little bit different, because when we add herbs to food, then we, or when we add herbs and food to sugar and to honey, the sugar actually breaks down and has an added medicinal benefit. So it's not the same as just like eating a bunch of candy or eating a bunch of processed flour. So let's get into our first home remedy. And the first home remedy is going to be fermented garlic syrup, one of my favorites. And all you need is some local raw honey and some garlic. That's it. So of course, you know, usually for children under the age of 2, I believe, we don't want to use raw honey, because raw honey does have a particular bacteria in it, and it's not recommended for children under 2. So you would use the processed honey or the pasteurized honey. But for those who are okay with using raw honey, then you're going to take a jar, a clean mason jar. It could be an 8-ounce jar, really depends on how much you want to make. And you're going to add garlic, which has been peeled. So you just have the garlic cloves. You're going to fill that jar halfway with garlic cloves that are peeled. And then you're going to pour that honey over that garlic and fill the jar with honey. And that's it. You might stir it up just a little bit, maybe with a chopstick or with the back end of a spoon, just to kind of loosen up those garlic pieces. And then you're going to set it on the counter. Now, I have learned that you do not want to completely screw the cap of your garlic honey completely shut, because the garlic releases gases and you might have an explosion on your hand. So you just loosen the cap a little bit so that you can allow the gases to escape, and the garlic is going to get a little, it's going to be a little bubbly. You're going to see those gases and you're going to think, oh my gosh, is that still good? Yes, it is good. It is absolutely still good. That honey is helping to preserve that garlic and break down those cell walls, and the garlic, the syrup will start being syrupy. So the honey is gonna break down as a little bit of that moisture leaves the garlic cloves, and the garlic honey, or the honey, is not gonna be as stiff as it was. It's gonna be a little bit runny, and that's perfectly fine. So every couple days, you can turn the honey jar over. Be sure you tighten the cap so that honey doesn't run everywhere. You're going to tighten the cap, turn it over, let it sit there for a little bit so that the garlic on the bottom kind of gets all the honey, and then the garlic on the top gets all the honey. And then we're going to turn that jar back over and we're going to loosen the cap again. And that can sit on the counter for a week or two. When it's done, you're going to have an amazing garlic syrup that is good for, well, let's look at this. Garlic is antibacterial. It's antimicrobial. It is antibacterial, antiviral. It's got these great properties. It's anti-inflammatory. So when we're taking a little spoonful or two of that garlic honey, we are helping our respiratory system. We're helping our immune system to fight off any kind of bacteria or viruses. So that's something that you can put on your crackers, or you can put on your apples, or you can, you know, add to your nut butters and make a little sweet something, sandwich or something. But you're getting a really, like, a savory, sweet treat. It's awesome. That can be stored on the counter. So we can also use onion. And onion is awesome because onion is also in the allium family, same as garlic. And so you can use it as an expectorant, which means it helps to expel mucus from the body. It's an antibacterial. It's an antiviral. It boosts the immune system. So onions have great properties as well. And you can make an onion syrup. Another old-time home remedy from grandma, great-grandma, and great-great-grandma's day. Super simple. All you need is honey, a jar, and sugar. It could be raw sugar. It could be brown sugar. It could be white sugar. It really doesn't matter. Brown sugar may add a little bit of a different taste to it because brown sugar has a little molasses in it. So you are going to slice your onions in circular ways. Peel your onion, of course, first, and then slice your onion in rounds and place them in the jar and place sugar and then dump your sugar. And you may even layer like an onion, then some sugar, then onion, then some sugar, then onion, then some sugar, all the way until you fill the jar. You're going to cap the jar again, not very tight, because onion's going to release gases and you don't want an explosion on your hand. But you're going to start seeing how that sugar is breaking down as the onion releases its gases and its moisture. And it's going to get all droopy and slurpy and brown. And probably by the end of the day, if it's been a good 8 hours, you're going to have a great onion syrup. And then you're just going to put it in the refrigerator. And you can take a spoonful or two every day. That's going to help with all those things that I mentioned. So one of the things about our immune system is that we're in contact with viruses and bacteria all the time. But it is our immune system strong enough to defend against those things? So when we take these home remedies every day, we are amping up our soldiers. We're amping up our immune system so that we can fight off when we come in contact with bacteria and viruses, which is everywhere all the time. It's always happening. That's why we want to take these remedies on a regular basis, especially through this time of year, because there's an extra amount of virus and bugs around because people tend to get sick around this cooler weather, in my opinion, because it's not as warm. And in my opinion, because we're a little extra stressed and I don't feel we get enough rest during this time of year. Holiday season kind of keeps us in a hustle and bustle. We have a lot of worries, so we're worrying about this, worrying about that. That may make our sleep a little bit less restful, which does damage our immune system, which is another reason why rest and stressing less is another, what I would consider, home remedy. Definitely considered in that wise woman tradition of go to sleep early and wake up with the sun, and whatever it is you're worrying about, really focus on building some skills that's going to help you with all that stress. So that is the second remedy that I wanted to share with you. So before we get into the third one, we're just going to focus on some garlic and honey and lemon, one of my favorite and most, in my opinion, the most tasty of all, I definitely, you know, I want to invite you to learn more about our Intuitive Herbal Mentor Program. Love this herbal program. One, because it is completely virtual. It is online, so you can be anywhere and still participate in our community. So the Intuitive Herbal Mentor Program is about building your confidence. So I'm sharing these particular remedies, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have the confidence to apply them. You may have read all types of stuff online, sifting through all types of YouTube videos and articles and all those things, but you still may not have the confidence to actually put things into action. So what do? The Intuitive Herbal Mentor Program is really focused on building your confidence because it takes you through a journey of building your IQ for herbalism and your nature IQ. The Wise Woman tradition is all about relationships. It is about getting to know these particular herbs that we are using. We do that so that we can feel more confident and more comfortable when we begin to use them. So in the program, there are 9 modules, and it takes you through one herb through each module, work with that herb, explore that herb, experiment through some of the activities that I give you, and keep building your knowledge. So you're introduced to how to look for herbs in your own area. You're introduced to how to dry fresh herbs, how to use dried herbs, how to incorporate herbs in a more shamanic. So like making smudge wands and using herbs in baths and using herbs in ritual and connecting with herbs from a more esoteric perspective is also included in the program. It is a wonderful program. I love it. It's so refreshing for me as an herbalist to have created a herbal program that isn't all about the Latin name and just going through a bunch of properties and chemical composition of the plant, but it really explores the deeper relationship, and you're encouraged to learn and study on your own. And that is, again, how we build confidence. So there's more on the program that is just really fascinating and wonderful, and you can read about it. I'll definitely share a follow-up link after this particular call so that you can just read more about it. But the big super drum roll right now is that the program is on sale. So if you are listening to this, because I'm recording this, so if you're listening to this and we are about to go into Black Friday, then this program is going to have a huge sale, a 50% off sale, which is amazing. And I'm so excited to just open up this program for this short period of time. So there's going to be a 50% off sale, and I will send that to those who are on this call. Yay! So that is the Intuitive Herbal Mentor Program. I invite you to learn more about it through the link that I provide inside of this particular email that I'll be sending you. But just know that it is a program that I have built from my heart and soul. And the students that we have in our program are just so splendid. And there's one more thing I didn't share with you, and that is that this program has an online support group. I call it the Virtual Herbal Cottage, and it is where we share what we're working on. We go out and we forage and we wildcraft and we look for plants and we share those in the herbal cottage. Those things that you're making and creating, I want to see them. I want to know what you're doing. Maybe you're living in the Northeast, or maybe you're on the West Coast, or maybe you're in the Midwest or the South. I want to know what's growing in your area. And so we share all of this within the Herbal Cottage. And I'm always sharing what's going on in my garden and when I go to the park. So it's just awesome. And I'm really excited for those who are ready to dive into this, to want to dive in. So thank you for listening to that. And then I wanted to just jump into this last herbal remedy that is a honey, ginger, and lemon tea and or syrup. So I tended to focus on syrups today, which is kind of interesting. But let me go ahead and focus on that because this is one that I make quite a bit also. And so first of all, lemon, vitamin C, right? Extremely detoxifying. It's stimulating to our lymph and our liver, which means it's going to help to purify and detoxify us. And it's purifying to our respiratory tract. So that's coughing, that's any kind of phlegm that's in there, really, really helpful. Then we have ginger, which is warming, stimulating to the nervous system. It's a stimulating herb to begin with. It warms our body up inside. So on those cooler days, I tend to drink ginger tea and even chai because it has like ginger and cinnamon and clove and nutmeg and has all those warming herbs. But anyway, back to ginger. Ginger is also an anti-inflammatory, which is going to help with our nasal passages if they are a little bit inflamed. It's going to help with our bronchial if there's a little inflammation in there as well. And plus, less inflammation in our body helps our immune system to fight off infection, right? So how do we make a syrup? Well, you take a little honey, a couple tablespoons maybe. You add 2 or 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, fresh is best, but if you can only get the concentrate, that's fine too. And then when you're making this syrup, I use a little ginger powder, which you can find in your spice area of your grocery store. And mix it up, stir it up, and it's like a little bit of a, it's a syrup. It's very liquidy, almost reminds me like a Motrin. It's not too thick, or if you like it thick, you can add a little bit more honey to it. But that lemon juice will loosen that honey up and help it to get a little bit more thin, and then you drink it. And that's all you do. And then you get all those properties of the stimulation to your lymph and liver and purifying and your respiratory and anti-inflammatory and immune boosting and vitamin C. Like, it's awesome. And that's one that's every couple days I have some, or every day. It might go into my smoothie, or it might go into my tea or something like that. It might just go into some warm water, which my dad used to do all the time. He would drink hot lemon honey ginger water, or he would just drink hot lemon water. Great way to, one, start the morning, and two, just to keep your immune system strong. So another thing that my grandmother used to do is make a hot toddy. Hot toddy is take that same ginger, honey, and lemon and make a tea. So take a few slivers of fresh ginger, boil it for maybe a few minutes, basically bring it up to a boil. Take your ginger pieces out, add a couple slices of lemon, mix in a little honey, and add a little whiskey to it. That is gonna give you the best sleep you've ever had. You're probably gonna sweat out whatever is trying to take hold of you, or sweat out what has already taken hold of you, and you're gonna feel a whole lot better in the morning. You probably have snot all over the place if you did have a cold. So hot toddy is great, and that ginger lemon honey tea is amazing. So if you haven't realized by now, everything that I shared, one, is straight from our grocery store, liquor store, farmer's market, or organic market, like a grocery, like a Whole Foods or a Lucky, something like that, which means it's easy. The Wise Woman Way is about use what's local and easily accessible. Super important. The other thing you might have noticed is everything I shared is not just for prevention, it's also for treatment. So in prevention, I might use it once every couple days, maybe once or twice a week. I kind of keep it regular. But if I do get a little something something, then I up my usage. So now I'm using it two or three times a day to help move that cold or virus or bacteria through my system. And the other thing is that to remember everything I shared was food and or drink. So to remember that food, start making that transition that medicine is food and medicine is drink. And when we start making that transition that medicine is food and medicine is drink, we will start looking at what we put in our bodies as food. We will start exploring what we put in our bodies as drink and how can this food and drink be used to better serve our wellness and well-being throughout all of the year, but in particularly through the cold and flu season. All right, I got it all in 30 minutes. I'm so excited. So again, be sure to check out our Intuitive Herbal Mentor Program. And I will definitely, you can go to shontae.com, shontae.com. And under the Soul Care You tab, you will see the Intuitive Herbal Mentor drop down and you can learn all about our program. I am truly sending an invitation for you to be a part of this amazing herbal community that you can study herbalism, you can build your nature wisdom IQ right from your home and really start learning how to connect better with Earth's bounty of medicine. All right, everyone, this is Shontae, and I am so grateful that you were able to join me, and I will definitely have more videos and more webinars, and I will see you all soon. Bye.